Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 11 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. It's Veterans Day. Veterans Day 2019. Thank you for your service. Thank you for all you've done, all those of you who are veterans. And I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about who are veterans and why we should recognize all who served. And again, as you probably know, this segment and the next one is just you and me, just the two of us. Veterans Day, as you may know, has its origins in Armistice Day, which was first acknowledged by President Wilson 100 years ago, 1919. That's right, 100 years ago today, Armistice Day was, because it was the first anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Versailles. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And Congress made Armistice Day a national holiday about almost 20 years later on November the 11th, 1938. But Armistice Day was the end of World War I. And all the years that it was celebrated about the World War I veterans. Well, after World War II, Alvin King, who was a small business owner in Emporia, Kansas, he had a problem with the narrowness of those honored on Armistice Day. Alvin was so moved by the death of his nephew, John Cooper, who was killed in the Battle of the Bulge, that he, along with the Emporia Chamber of Commerce, started a movement to rename and redefine Armistice Day as Veterans Day. Al's goal was to expand recognition beyond military veterans who served only in World War I. And good news is the idea caught on, and President Eisenhower made Veterans Day official in 1954. But who is a veteran? That's one of the things that's bugged me for a while. Who are the veterans? Having a lot of money at stake in the definition of a military veteran, since that definition, if you have it, comes with eligibility of benefits, the government sticks to a narrow definition. They say it's someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months, more than six months, while assigned to a regular U.S. Armed Service unit. Unfortunately, that definition omits the service of most of the members of the National Guard and the Reserves. In 2016, the government finally passed a law that allowed retired members of the Guard and Reserve to refer to themselves as veterans but not being eligible for any associated benefits. And this was progress, but it didn't go far enough for generations of Guard and Reserve members, millions of individuals who made themselves available to their country for less than 20 years, including during wartime, knowing they might be deployed like John Cooper. So in the spirit of Alvin King, it's time we expand those we honor on Veterans Day. History makes the case for a practical definition of a military veteran. In his 1776 seminal work, The Wealth of Nations, Adam Smith described America's Revolutionary Army as those who, quote, turned from their primary citizen's character into a standing army. The legendary Minutemen were, in fact, private citizens, making themselves available to their country as the need arose. They were Minutemen. They fought and they went back home. They came out again when they were called. They fought and they went back home. Now, they didn't spend, many of them didn't spend 6 months in a military unit at a time. But yet, would we not call them veterans? Today, we would classify most of them if we, because I've seen the list. I've seen the list of some of these Minutemen, and we would call them if they were here today doing what they did then. Now, we'd call them small business owners and employees of small business owners. There's also a powerful technical argument to be made for expanding the definition of veterans. Since June 14th, 1775, that's right, 1775, every enlisted and commissioned member of the U.S. military, including the Guard and Reserve, has raised their right hand and sworn an oath of service. The modern oath varies from the early version only and primarily in the reference to President and Constitution, which, of course, neither existed in 1775. So the new version, the current version, basically is almost very, very close. I've seen both. Very close to the one that they would have taken, veterans would have taken over 200 years ago. And here's the oath that every member, active duty, all the services, and the Guard and the Reserve, everyone makes this oath before they put on the uniform. I, and they say their name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States and of the officers appointed over me according to regulations and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, so help me God. End quote. That's the oath that everyone takes. And anyone who takes that oath and then backs it up with service deserves, in my opinion, to be called a veteran. Based on the hundreds of awesome military men and women I've known and served with from all services, all five of the services, I propose the new definition. A veteran is someone who served honorably in either of the military services, including the Guard and Reserve, and simultaneous with taking the oath, wrote a check payable, made payable on demand to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. That's the way that I think we should define a veteran. America has received and held and cashed this check from millions of patriots, including members of the Guard and Reserve, who for different periods of time trained and stood by to turn from their citizen character to protect and defend their country, their Constitution, and their fellow citizens. Every one of those who did that, in my opinion, is an honored military veteran. If you took that oath and you wore the uniform honorably and you made yourself available to a grateful nation, you deserve to stand up when someone says, please, veterans, stand up. And when someone says to you, thank you for your service, you should be proud of that. Happy Veterans Day, veterans, all of you, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.